Joining me now via Skype in our new normal, so to speak, here for this edition of Our Town, Mayor Joe Henry and Acting City Manager Megan Messmer. Good day to both of you.
Good morning, George.
Now, you know, there's a lot going on in the world today, and a lot of people out there are asking, well, you know, what are we doing here in Florence? Now, of course, as Megan has said many times, you know, we take our lead from Lane County Health, and all the situation that's been set up there. But one of the things we don't get to hear too much about is how the city keeps maintaining things. Mayor Henry, you were talking a little bit before we got started here about some of the unsung heroes in the city works. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, George, as you mentioned, we're taking our lead from the federal government, the state government, the county government. So we've got plenty of regulations in place to deal with COVID. And we've taken the position that we're going to follow that and we're not going to add to it nor detract from it. And that was sort of the position of the city council. And then 90% at least of the mission of the city of Florence is to provide essential services. And we have our staff out there working very hard to make Florence a better place to live. Our parks are at the best ever. Our streets are being maintained. You can see much beautification going on in our community. Our water and sewer, you noticed when you woke up this morning, they still functioned. And we've had a staff out there very dedicated to providing those services. So the rest of our resources are devoted again to making Florence a better place to live. And we are bombarded with questions and suggestions on things that we should be doing over and above what the mandates are from the county and from the other agencies. And we're really just not equipped to do that.
Well, and I know, you know, people are definitely concerned out there, but there's only so much we can do. You know, this is a tourist town, and I noticed there was a lot of people out over the weekend. And I think, as Megan mentioned on our City Focus on Monday, that, you know, people are doing, you know, for the most part, their best to make sure that they're following the guidelines set forth.
Well, I believe that that's true. And people are blaming our limited number of cases on tourists coming here. But if you go sit on 126, you'll see just as many people leaving Florence, going to Eugene, citizens of Florence going to Eugene and going to places where they very well could be bringing the virus back to Florence. So short of shutting down Highway 126, which we're certainly not going to do, there's really not a whole lot additionally that the city can do. And I think Megan's going to fill you in on some of the things that we are doing.
Yeah, Megan, let's talk about that. What are some of the things that are happening right now in association with Lane County Health and the State Health Authority?
Our city staff are participating in our county emergency management and our regional emergency management with our local partners. West Lane Emergency Operations Group has an emergency operations center that's activated virtually with incident command being made up of Chief Turner, Chief Schick from the fire department, and myself. We coordinate with Lane County Incident Command on a weekly basis, if not multiple times per week. Lane County is coordinating with us on any testing events that they're holding, any concerns that they're seeing. They're posting zip code level information for our area at their website. If you're ever curious what our number is and how it changes, we are also coordinating at the state level as well. When we're looking at the business sector and updating those guidelines, the state is reaching out to their local and county partners to get input. And on our economic development end, we're providing input from some of our business owners in those key sectors as they develop that guidance.
Now, speaking of business owners, have you been getting much feedback from the folks that own businesses in town as to, you know, what their situation is or how things are looking for the businesses?
Yes. Yeah, so we have been in coordination and communication with our business owners since the beginning, working on figuring out what their needs are, what information they need. We may not be able to provide all of the things, but we can help be a conduit of information. We've had our Florence 4, which is our weekly business-related newsletter that goes out to our distribution list related to COVID items. We've also been working with the Rural Development Initiatives, RDI, and they've been conducting business interviews in the area over the past few months to get some feedback on the challenges our businesses are seeing for supply chain, workforce, kind of their fears, their needs, figuring out how we can help. They're compiling that now, and we'll have a report to share with the community and the council based on what they've seen over the last few months. So we're really trying to provide that support to our business community because they do need to survive this just like we all do. And they are put on the front lines to provide those services for us as community members and our visitors.
Now, Mayor Henry, I noticed the Dev Northwest project is coming along. As the city kind of, are they done with working with them one-on-one and it's kind of in their hands now?
Yeah, pretty much. I believe they're, I went by there the other day. It looks like they're beginning construction. We still interact with them ongoing. Megan, I'm sure, is in touch with them pretty regularly. But I think their course is set and hopefully that will reach completion soon.
Yes, so they're in the planning and building phase. So they're coordinating with our community development department as they proceed with construction, just like our other contractors do. So that's pretty exciting for us.
Yeah, I've seen a few new foundations going in there. Now, COVID-19 is sort of, I don't know, it's kind of slowed us down in some ways and made us anxious in other ways. What are some big projects that are hopeful in the near future for the city of Florence, Megan?
So we are continuing through our biennial budget. So we just entered our second year of the biennial budget. As we proceed through that, we're evaluating the projects that we had planned in relation to any impacts that COVID has had. So just recently, the council approved a stormwater project that will be going to construction soon in the Coastal Highlands area. So that's a big project that's been multiple years in the making. We're doing some upgrades at the public works facility that were part of our phased additions to that. We're continuing work on the Safe Routes to School project around 26th and 27th and Oak Street, and then on Highway 101. We're progressing on engineering for several projects on 19th Street and Rhododendron. So we are still in motion.
Now, the project set for Rhododendron, like the straightening and widening, that's for the next biennial budget, right? Or maybe the one after that?
Yes. So we have funding to engineer and design that. We're working with the landowners on the side, which is primarily Lane County, as they do some projects at their transfer site, and then on their additional properties. So we're designing that right now, doing the geotechnical engineering. And then that will be something that's included in the next biennial budget, depending on a funding source for that project, because it's rather large to reposition that road.
So what would be the process? Would you guys go out and try to find grants to help with that? Or would you seek help from ODOT or the state? How does that work?
So we would be looking for grants from ODOT or from the federal government. One thing that we're hopeful for is that there will be infrastructure financing or infrastructure funds that come out of some of the legislation that's being reviewed now. And if we have some ready-to-go projects, that would help us with a slight advantage over projects that may still need to be designed. This is a big project that has been needed for a long time. So funding it in-house is a little difficult. So we'll be looking for funding sources through grants.
Mayor Henry, how about some words of wisdom for us out here on staying safe? What can you, I mean, I know we've probably hit it a million times already, but I think it wouldn't hurt for people to hear it again.
Well, I believe that more and more people are following the guidelines, wearing masks, practicing social distancing when possible. It's not always possible, but I actually believe that we can enjoy our community and still stay safe. if we all follow the guidelines.
Well, I think we've been pretty lucky with just a few. I mean, everyone was kind of happy when there were zero or one to two. But even so, you know, considering the size of the community and the people in and out all the time, I think we're doing fairly well. Wouldn't you say, Megan?
Yes. So I think we just need to stay consistent and stay on it. Sometimes we get that feeling of safety because we know everyone and it's our community. But we do need to stay diligent in order to keep that number low. We all have our own level of anxiety or fear about it. And we do need to have grace with people as they experience that themselves and have some personal ownership on how we conduct ourselves. And as Mayor Henry mentioned, that's following the guidelines when possible I think we can make it through this together and hopefully keep our numbers low.
I certainly agree with that. Is there anything else you want to touch on before we go here? Anything we left out?
Yes. So if there's any business owners or anyone who's interested who is not receiving the Florence 4 or the city newsletter, you can sign up for that on our city website. If you go to ci.florence.or.us/COVID-19, all the information is there for business resources, as well as the links to those Lane County dashboard pages that show our progress locally, regionally, and in relation to the state.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you both for hopping on here this morning and doing this and good information out there. And again, we want everybody to stay safe.
Well, thank you, George.
Next hour, infectious disease specialist from Peace Health, Oregon, Dr. Bob Peltz, and Chris Johnson, athletic director at Sayuslaw Schools.